Hello and welcome to the Ozone. I'm your host, Jeff Hazard, retired sports information director of SUNY Oneonta and the current Hall of Fame chair. And today's episode will include Michelle Hartney Olive, class of 95, as we will be inducting her into our Athletic Hall of Fame this June 7th, 2025. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, on behalf of the committee, we certainly would like to congratulate you on this honor. Certainly well deserved. It's great when we can, go back a few years and, find some individuals who are, had an outstanding career like yourself. And so it's exciting. So congratulations.
Thank you very much, and I do feel very honored.
So I think probably what I'd like to do is just start with how did you find Oneonta?
Well, it took a round route getting there. I was a senior in high school and it was January, February, and I still had no idea where I wanted to go away to college. I knew I wanted to go away within driving distance of Long Island, my home,
Yeah.
and went visiting a few different universities, SUNY schools, and I fell in love with Oneonta when I drove on the campus. The very first 5 minutes, it felt like home. And had no interest in going anywhere else.
Wow. That's what a lot of people have said, like over the years, the people that I've been able to talk to in this way, especially the ones that I didn't know. That's what they say. They said it's Oneonta is like home.
It really, truly just felt perfect. It felt very comfortable, and that sold me.
Yeah. So, of course, Don Fewelling was your coach, and he actually
Yes.
just took over the softball program. So, what was that like? Because you were really part of the dawn of a new era of softball.
I think I was my freshman year, I think was his first year as coach, I
Yeah.
think. And obviously it was a bit, he was building the whole program, which I didn't know. I had found out from the upperclassmen that were on the team. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It
Yeah.
was low pressure,
Okay.
which I think allowed everyone to thrive
Right.
and bring their best.
Right. So, because Flew used to say his philosophy was is find great players and let them play.
And I think he absolutely did that. He brought in a lot of talent and developed the program year after year, better and better players, and obviously had gotten more competitive for spots, playing time.
Right.
But one of his big things, and I'll never forget, he always said, we have a big pot, and if everybody puts into the pot, there'll be something for everyone. But if everybody starts taking out and playing for themselves,
Yeah.
we're not going to achieve anything.
Right.
He was a great mentor.
Yeah. He, because of course he had a lot of success with the men's basketball program before kind of taking over softball, which I'm sure was quite a switch for him.
Yes. Yes. And I asked him years later about that, going from men to women. He said there's absolutely no difference. And it
Oh,
could have
jeez.
been just because of our group.
Yeah.
We were not prim and proper. It
Okay.
could have been our group. We were a lively bunch.
Yeah. Certainly, getting to know the players during that time, other Hall of Famers who you played with, in those
Yes.
teams. You could tell that, you could tell that it was a lively bunch, that just the way you interact, you know what I mean? And certainly when I would hope that a lot of your teammates will come back and celebrate with you like they usually do when we induct a softball player.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I would anticipate there'll be some kind of a group gathering that Don
I would
Fewelling
think so.
will organize along with John Speranzi.
Yes,
Wow,
yes,
so yeah.
yes, yes.
So really, what was it like playing for those two guys?
They really worked well together, and they, I think, respected each other very well of what they each brought to the game and to the team.
Yeah.
And I remember Flew being on first, and I remember Speranzi being on third, and they really communicated very well with each other. And Flew would work with the outfielders, and Coach Speranzi would work with the infielders, and then they'd swap it around, and it worked out great. And the best part is that Flew took us on spring break trips.
Oh, geez, yeah.
We got to go to Virginia Beach. Got to go to Myrtle Beach. Those were some fun times.
Right.
Good
Well,
competition, but it really broadened everyone's horizons
right. So
to see what was out there.
the story was, is he would always he drive in his trailer, right? His RV. Is that were you guys driving?
No, we had the vans. We had the
Wow.
vans and the caravans. Like, I think there were three vans that we
Yeah.
went down and back on the spring breaks with.
Wow.
And in the early days, maybe even when I was a senior, we would all meet up at the gym, and we would all jump in with to cars to get down to the park,
Yep, Miwa
Miwa
Park.
Park, to the field. So the upperclassmen would help drive the underclassmen, and then Flew also had his pickup truck, and we would all pile in the back of the pickup truck too. Fun times.
Now, so you never, so that was your home field, Niwa Park.
Yes.
Did you think it was a home field advantage?
No, but it was very pretty.
Yeah. Playing along the river, right?
Yes. And just being in the valley, looking at all
Yeah.
the mountains, it was
Yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah. What was the certainly you had winning seasons, winning teams, a lot of, again, we talked about, you played with some Hall of Famers who are already
Yes.
in. So what was it like being on those teams and playing the competition that you had?
I know that we played an awful lot, and there were times when it snowed and we still played in the snow.
Yeah.
And they would be puddles in the rain after the snow melted, and they'd be out there working the field, drying it up so we could play. So obviously weather was comes to mind
Yeah.
very much. It was really very interesting, and once again, broadening our horizons, going to all the different colleges in upstate New York, visiting the other fields, the other teams, interacting with them. It brought a dimension to college life that I think a lot of people don't get to experience.
Right.
I think that was my main takeaway from it, aside from all of the camaraderie and the lifelong friendships
Yeah.
that were developed and made,
Right.
was just getting out of our own little bubble and seeing what was out there.
Yeah. So you certainly we all know that Cortland is the big rival.
Yes.
What were those games like?
I remember most of all of our games being pretty competitive. We all wanted to win.
Yeah.
Yes. And certain victories held a little bit more special place for us than others.
Yeah. Now, so your senior year, you had an opportunity and your team won the NYSWCAA tournament. What was that
Yes.
experience like?
That was a true team effort. Everybody in that tournament pitched in, and key plays, key hits, key offense, key defense in each and every game. Somebody stepped up and contributed to
Yeah.
get us to the finals. It was a very memorable tournament.
Yeah. And you were the MVP, I believe, of that tournament.
Yes, sir.
Do those, I mean, what do those things feel like? You like the recognition. I mean, is that like, talk about that.
It feels surreal, because, like I said, everybody in that tournament pitched in
Right.
at different key points. I could remember a teammate of ours, Claudia, hitting a home run over the fence to put us in the finals. She
Wow.
did her magic in the semis. So everybody stepped up, and it really truly was a team victory. So to be singled out, it feels great, but I know that everybody had a part in that. Everybody.
So the softball experience obviously was great. You certainly had quite an accomplished academic career as well at Oneonta. We were talking, before we started recording that I think you are the first geologist that we're going to induct into our Hall of Fame. So, what about geology? Like, what was that all about for you?
Well, how I ended up with that is I was going to be a second semester. I was in my second semester of my sophomore year, and it was time to pick classes for the fall semester. And I had run out of all of my basic curriculum, core curriculum courses, and it was time to pick something. And I had no idea what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted science. And I had a fantastic professor, intro to geology. And it was Professor Dugalinski. And I loved that class. And I said, you know, let's just try it and see what goes on. And the more classes I took, the more I fell in love with it. And the whole department, every professor in that department was awesome, aside from my fellow classmates. That was like another home away from home.
So how did that, I mean, 'cause of course you're in your major, you have a different set of, students that you're kind of
Years,
interacting
yes.
with. I mean, what was that like? 'Cause you had your softball family and then you had like your geology family, right?
That is exactly true, exactly correct. I can remember hanging out many a night after hours in Earth Science 204. My fellow geologists will know that room. They've since switched it. Everybody went there to study, and just a lot of camaraderie, a lot of bonding, and really helping each other. And it was an interesting floor. It was the second floor. That was our floor.
So your academic certainly you said once you found this geology, you kind of fell in love with it and you certainly spent your professional career in geology or whatever, as a geologist. What do you think about your Oneonta experience allowed you to excel and succeed in that field?
I really believe my professors and my mentors. Trying to find the right words, and they elude me. They were driving each student to excellence. They were really dedicated and devoted to seeing each student thrive and basically carry on in the earth sciences and be a part of that community to better ourselves, but also better the world.
You don't, really, that's an area, like you said. I mean, besides yourself, I don't know if I've ever met any geologists. You know what I mean? As far as because you just don't come across them or whatever, but they do play an important role in certainly what goes on in the world. So, what kinds of things did you get to experience as a geologist?
I started out in environmental consulting and worked 2 or 3 years out in the field doing monitor well installations for contaminated groundwater and also soil sampling for contaminated soil. I did a lot of that in the south and southeast, and got really tired of the summers out in the heat doing all the field work. And it was brutal. I decided enough was enough and came back into the office. It was great experience though, very valuable. I love being out in the field part of the time, not all the time. And then I ended up getting involved into air permitting. So a lot of my career has been doing air calculations and air permitting. And for a lot of petrochemical and chemical plants in Houston.
Okay, so when you say air permitting, does that mean giving like what it says, like you give permits out for people to make sure that they're clean
I
air and all
prepare the
that?
permit applications that they need
Okay.
to submit to the state and or the EPA
Okay.
so they can either expand their operations or modify their operations.
Okay.
And it has been very enlightening. It has been
Nice.
very interesting. So I cross-trained from the soil and groundwater
Yeah.
into the air. And I was very, very blessed and fortunate. I got to work from home starting in 1999 before it was
Wow.
even a thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, I had a very, very wonderful boss. She's still my boss today. I've been working with her since 1995, 99. I met her in 95 when I first moved to Houston. Her and I worked at the same company together. Then I went my way, she went hers, and then we reconnected in 99.
Wow. So did you, so you must have had a lot of interaction with the federal government, right? The people, you know, the
Yes,
government that.
more on the state level.
Oh, okay. And certainly, you know, working on projects to help, you know, make our environment better and air and water, right? I mean, that's, that was, seems like that was, so you weren't really, because when I, th you know, for me, when I think of geologists, I think of like people who work with like rocks and stuff like that. I mean, is that,
Oh, well, there's so many different fields to go
oh,
into, though.
okay. So you
I
went
would
on,
have loved to have been a gemologist.
oh, that's what they call
Yes.
them? See,
That I
well,
loved that class. That was pretty amazing.
yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Wolfer.
So what would you, you know, because certainly we hope that, you know, other, you know, students or younger people will be listening to these, you know, this interview. Like, what kinds of things would you tell them about just your experience at Oneonta and how you think it helped you prepare yourself for
Get
being there?
involved in everything that you can. Try it, even if you think you don't know if you're going to like it. Get involved, and the more connections and people you get involved with, the more experiences you expose yourself to, the better off. It just opens doors, it opens your eyes to other opportunities that you didn't know could even be an opportunity.
Right.
You don't know what you're gonna like,
Right.
so try it all.
Right. And post grad, besides obviously working and stuff like that, I mean, did you have an opportunity to do anything athletically? You know, did you play some softball after graduation?
I did. I joined a league when I had moved to Texas in 95. And I think I played with them for 3 or 4 years, but then with my job and then my two young sons, it got a little bit hectic.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I had to stop signing up for the team, but then I got involved playing golf with my husband.
Well,
So
there you go,
that took
golf.
up my free time.
Yeah, golf's a great game. When I get to play, it's awesome. So, what are you like? Are you a single digit handicap?
I wish. I wish.
Yeah.
It got it because of the family, it got busy. So my husband and I only sneak out 3 or 4 times a year, and usually it's captain and crew
Yeah.
tournaments.
Yeah.
So we don't get to play as much as we want to, but now that he's retiring, we're getting ready to learn
Oh,
pickleball
there you go. Pickleball's
and mix
great.
it up, not just golf.
Yeah, people are trying to talk us into it now. So it's like, I mean, it looks like a lot of fun. I mean, I like playing, you know, racket sports, so.
I played it once and it is severely addicting. It only takes once.
Well, then I will try, because I local, whatever neighbors or, you know, that play here, you know, when we moved into this little condo establishment.
Yes.
Oh, hey, do you play pickleball? And we're like, no. They're like, oh, well, hey, let's go play. Yeah, I mean, is there anybody that maybe you'd like to thank for your experience or, you know, that kind of stuff?
A little bit of everyone. Going way back, my brother, he's my older brother. I only have one brother. I'm the youngest of three. I remember going to the park next to our house, with him and his friends in the neighborhood, and they would use me as the pinch runner. And so they would make me run from first to second base, and they would pretend that they were the catchers, and they would throw the ball down to second base. And thank God they made me wear a helmet because I think I got hit in the head, I don't know how many times doing that. So I guess that's where I started with my baseball experience, softball experience. But really, even my high school team as well, my coach Levain. And Coach Concessi, definitely props to her for making me the left fielder that I was. And of course, without saying, Flewelling and Speranzi, deeply thank them tremendously for everything beyond softball, even learning about life.
And that's, again, Flew's been around for a long time, and he's still, he's still on the Hall of Fame committee. And just listening to the stories and the student athletes when they come back, as men's basketball players, softball players, they say the same thing. I mean, it was really a big family. His wife, they would all kind of, do what needed to be done, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. He, meaning Flew as well as John, was more of a father figure, but with a gentle hand where you could go to him, talk to him about anything at any time. And he would give you what we called Flewisms, little tidbits, little words of wisdom, little pieces of advice. And we, meaning my group that I played with, my team that I played with, we still talk about them to this day. And so that certain lessons you just keep with you.
Flew's Flew and John, they're still great. They're still great.
Yes.
So anything else about Oneana you just wanna, before we close here?
It certainly changed a lot. Maybe for the better, I don't know, but it's just a different experience 30 years later going back to when I was there in my time.
So what, when was the last time you were back to campus?
Well, remember, my husband grew up there, so I usually get there once a year, once every other year. So I watched it change over the 30 years since I've been gone. And even the student body has changed. But then again, it's a whole different generation. So I don't even know.
Yeah, we have the
It's just
turf
interesting
softball field
seeing the
now.
evolution.
Have you
I'm
seen
sorry?
the did have you seen the turf softball field?
I played on it at
Oh, there you
the year or
go.
two ago at the alumni game, and it is beautiful. Beautiful.
Pretty special. I was fortunate enough to be there when they were building all those facilities. So I mean, yeah, the softball, baseball, the field hockey track, and then down below with the soccer and lacrosse situation.
I think one of the major differences I noticed is it seems that there was more money pouring into the university over the past 5, 10, 15 years than when I was there. When I was there, I remember everything being cut. College camp got closed. It was just so many great things, like the Rathskeller that was in the basement of the Union. So many things were just gone. And then now I go there and I'm like, that would have been nice if I had that. So, yes, so it is very nice now. Also with the new union that they built and changed and developed. So it's nice to see the school advancing and developing and continuing to be competitive with other schools in the area, because obviously everybody has a choice of where they want to go.
Yeah, no, SUNY Oneonta definitely, Dr. Donovan really started the push forward, and then certainly the people that we had after him, and they just kept it going. I mean, you get the right people in the right place, right? And then you can move forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you have to be a great leader to get everybody pulling in the same direction, which is exactly what Flew did.
Yes, he did. Well, listen, once again, congratulations. We look forward to
Thank you
seeing
very
you on June
much.
7th. So it'll be great to see you and your family, and we'll celebrate you with the other inductees, and it'll be just a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, take care.
Thank you very much.